You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to join Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another audio-described theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello Vidar, how are you?
Good to be back with you, Toby. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. This time we are stepping into the world of deception, deceit and deadly ambition, questioning how far you would go to become someone else with the talented Mr. Ripley at the Birmingham Rep. So, Vidar, how did you find this new stage adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's iconic psychological thriller with the talented Mr. Ripley at the Rep?
Well, I hadn't either read the book or seen the famous film, so it was a completely new drama for me. And if I'm honest, let me say I thought it was all very, very well acted. But I thought the first half was quite slow and I was sort of wondering what was going to happen. And then suddenly it all fell into place just before the end of Act One and in Part Two. And with the audio description, it all matched up. So I got a lot more out of it than I initially feared I might when the curtain went up.
Well, I do remember the film version with Matt Damon, Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow after its release in 1999. And I know you should be mindful of coming to a stage version of a film and a novel and putting those images from the film out of your mind. But did the production take you from those sort of smoky jazz bars of Manhattan to the golden coastline of Italy in the 1950s? And did that feel of the Italian sunshine come through in the description too?
Yes, Carolyn Smith, who was providing our audio description once again at the Rep, brought that out in her very helpful audio description. So we did indeed get a flavour of or a taste of Italy, if I can put it that way.
And there was, I think, a very minimal set with just the use of props to take you to all those places through your imagination. And was there enough from the acting, the use of props and the description to put you in all those sort of, I suppose, worlds and the mind of Mr. Ripley?
I attended the dry run of the audio description, so there wasn't a touch to which there would have been for the actual AD matinee the following day. Having said that, I was there for the pre-show notes, and through that, Carolyn did talk about the minimalist set and how the actors and other members of the cast and stage crew would bring on props, you know, when necessary. So that was brought out through the audio description principally, because it's obviously overtly visual when people are coming on and off stage. So I found that very helpful. And through the audio description, I was aware of the relevant backdrop at given points during the production.
And Ed McVeigh, I believe, was very good as Mr. Ripley, and some really good performances from the rest of the cast. And a bit of a novel way in which Mr. Ripley's thoughts are portrayed on stage too, I believe.
Yes, Ed McVeigh was indeed very good, and you're right about the cast all being very good. I went with a friend and we both agreed the acting was superb, and particularly in the second half when threads start to be pulled together in terms of what was happening and what was going to happen and what we were understanding about the play. So absolutely, very, very good casting.
Maybe at times, I think, a bit of a nod to the film where the sort of drama on stage is occasionally halted by the director's cut, with alternatives being portrayed from Ripley's mind. Did that sort of work for you, Vidar? As I know, I think some people found that sort of stopping of the production a little bit jarring, but a good way to show Ripley's mind, I think.
Yes, having not seen the film, I haven't got anything with which to compare it, actually, Toby, but the action, as I say, was quite slow in the first half, but did come together later on, and I think through that particular device that you've indicated, that all helped to move things along and to bring things more clearly to understanding, really.
Yeah, because I think sometimes a play can take a little bit of time to sort of, you know, you get into it and for, as you say, things to sort of really come together and suddenly there's a moment where you think, ah, that's it, I understand what everything else was all about.
Absolutely. And clearly it was very popular with the audience as a full house, and I think judging by the applause at the end, people had greatly appreciated what had been enacted on stage. And I certainly went away feeling that I'd not read the novel, but would quite like to, actually, because I think it would helped make it even clearer what I saw.
So, Vidar, did you think you got a real insight into the mind of the anti-hero in The Talented Mr. Ripley at the Rep?
I did, through the acting on stage, but also very much thanks to the audio description, which I know is the focus of what we talk about in these conversations, Toby. And I think without the audio description, I would have got the basic gist, but I would have missed an awful lot. So on this occasion, audio description was a real must.
Well, for more about the current tour of The Talented Mr. Ripley, along with dates and times of performances, do visit thetalentedmrripleyplay.com. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Sir Cinderella, I believe.
I will indeed. Look forward to sharing that with you next time, hopefully, Toby.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of The Talented Mr. Ripley at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.